Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about how we look at God from a perspective of, well, being prepared. And we're prepared when, well, we keep watch. And Jesus, as he approached the time of his death, burial, and resurrection, his ascension into heaven, began to prepare his followers and us to be ready. And would tell various parables and teachings and instructions about how important it was for us to keep watch. And so each weekday morning, we're going to talk and pray about a different aspect of how we keep watch. And follows the outline of the message I shared here at Deer Run this past Sunday. And today we're going to talk about watching with awareness. Being aware of what's going on and what's necessary. Matthew chapter 25 is where we are going to be focused on this week. Verse 9 says, "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." The context in this parable Jesus is telling, half of these ladies do not have enough oil for their lamps to last through the night. And as news of the bridegroom coming reaches them, half of them prepare their lamps and the other half, well, they ask, "Can you give us some of your oil? We don't have enough." And to which verse 9 is the reply, "No, we need what we have. Go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourself." Now, as I mentioned Sunday, this kind of sounds, to the surface at least, a little bit selfish. I mean, doesn't the Bible say we're supposed to share with those in need? But again, we have to remember the context of the parable. This is about being ready for the return of Christ. What we need is Jesus. And unfortunately, there are those who try to diminish our faith because theirs is lacking. And it's important that we are aware of what God desires from us so that we're always found ready. And when we live life with this awareness, we help others prepare. Now, I look at the story, and again, it's easy to nitpick a parable apart because it's designed for a specific purpose. It's not designed to give detailed, minute instructions about everything. In fact, Jesus says at the end of this parable that its purpose is to teach us that we must always be ready because no one knows the day or hour which Christ will return. That's the point. And so when we get bogged down in some of the details that are hard to make sense of, it's kind of like giving up some of our oil. We're no longer aware of what Jesus wanted us to know. We're arguing about meaningless and pointless things. Teaching through 1 Timothy in our Sunday school class at the moment, and one of the things that we find is Paul addresses Timothy. He addresses the believers that Timothy is working with at Ephesus. And he says, have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Those things of conversation that just eat up your time but aren't really true. And so when we look at the parables of Jesus, it's important that we do so with an awareness that God wants us to be ready. And an awareness of what is necessary. So it's good advice to tell someone to get what you need. My faith in Christ is my faith in Christ. I can tell you about it. I can share about it through my words and my actions, but I can't really give you any of it. You have to get your own. And the great news is that even the faith that we come to Christ with they're planted in us by God Himself. Those seeds of faith that take root and they grow are only possible because of the goodness of God. But it's not just seeds that He's planted in us, it's seeds that, He's put into everybody, as all are created in His image. And we live with that awareness that everyone has that opportunity for their faith to grow. And how we nurture it, how we water it, how we help it will generally determine in a great way as to how much it grows and how much it dies. And as we watch for the return of Christ with this awareness that our preparedness is only possible by the blood of Jesus, we become more serious, or we ought to become more serious, about helping others be aware of what they need. Sometimes the easiest thing to do in life is to just leave people alone. Some would say to live and let live. You do you, I'll do me. Well, that's all fine and dandy if we want smooth sailing temporarily, but that does nothing to prepare us or anyone else for the storm that's coming. You see, when we know trouble is coming, it would be not only to our best interest, but to the best interest of others if we would help them know how to prepare. A few years ago, we were out in southern Utah and exploring the national parks and some state parks and Bureau of Land Management properties that just beautiful wilderness. And driving a dirt road, stopped to the canyon that we were able to walk through. And as we were coming out of that, it started to rain, and just a heavy, big drops of rain type thing. And so we wanted to get out of there. And as we headed up the hill on this road, it was a mess. And we kept spinning, and I wasn't even sure we were going to get to the top of the hill, but once we got to the top of the hill and started down, it was like I almost wished we hadn't gotten to the top of the hill, because it was worse than driving on ice. And the truck was sliding down the hill, and I was doing everything I could to keep it on the road and not off the edge of the cliff. And the good news is I had watched videos from a tow truck operator, not dealing with this scenario exactly, but how to drive in the mountains on ice and snow and slick roads. And living with that awareness helped me to be safe coming down that hill with very little control. And I was glad that somebody had taken the time to share so I could be prepared. And when we live life with an awareness that trouble's coming. And the best thing that we can do for a person is the same thing as the best thing we can do for ourselves, is that's to be right with Jesus. And to share with them how to be ready, how to watch with awareness. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to be prepared. You've given us a mind of awareness that, well, sometimes we ignore. And so, God, today, help us to be aware of where we're at in our relationship with you. As we watch for the return of Christ, may we be aware of the faith that he's looking for. Aware so that we'll have it. And may we not let go of it for any reason. And even as we encounter others who are not prepared, may our awareness lead us to sharing with them how to be prepared. How to take the faith that you've put within them and to nurture it through your word, through your spirit. How to help it to grow by your power and your might. And Father, each day may we be aware that when Jesus returns, he's looking for those who are faithful. And may that awareness remind us to be faithful at all times. And Father, help us to be grateful for all of the reminders that you've given us in your word, for all of the instruction on how to be ready, on how to be prepared, how to be aware of what's going on around us. That all of the trouble and turmoil that comes with the end of these times on earth are not a shock. And Father, as we encounter people today, may we constantly be aware of both our need and their need to be found faithful when Jesus returns. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.